Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, we are continuing to unpack, to take a look at what this whole decision by U.S. Steel means, to the Mon Valley area. It is a far more complicated story than I think any of us realized when the headlines kind of crossed on Friday. I don't know how many people actually read a hard copy of the newspaper, but U.S. Steel took out a full page ad. I want to say it was the Post-Gazette. Yep, it had to be the Post-Gazette. They took out a full page ad explaining their position to the community. We're still trying to figure out what this means to the overall Mon Valley community. State Representative Austin Davis should know firsthand because this is his community. He joins us now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Welcome back, sir.
Hey, Lynn. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. So I'm getting all kinds of mixed reactions to this decision by U.S. Steel, Austin. Some say it was a blow. Some say it's not as big as it appears. Where are you on all of this?
Oh, I think it's absolutely a blow. To U.S. Steel operations in Pittsburgh and Western Pennsylvania, and to the Mon Valley. Their proposed reinvestment would have achieved two things. One, creating family-sustaining jobs for decades, as well as cleaning up our air environment in Allegheny County in our region. And I've always said that we could and should do both, and it's extremely disappointing that U.S. Steel has broken their promise once again to the workers and Mon Valley residents that live there.
So we just spoke with Mayor Sharday Jones from Braddock, and one of the things she said was that the actual number of people who live in Braddock and work at that facility is relatively small in comparison. So I'm guessing then when you talk about this, you're looking broader than just a community.
Yeah, it is more than one specific community. I mean, there are families that really, quite frankly, built U.S. Steel that live throughout the Mon Valley. There are still a significant number of workers that live there that depend on those facilities for their livelihood, as well as the economic benefit that it generates for the communities, as well as the tax base that they support. It's not a small thing. I think it's definitely a blow because it makes the future much more uncertain for what those where those mills will be. And, I was hopeful years ago when U.S. Steel made the announcement that they were going to be reinvesting in the Mon Valley Works. And I'm extremely disappointed that they've broken their promise to the community and the workers.
Now, we were hearing on Friday that this could affect thousands of jobs, literally, not just those directly impacted by U.S. Steel, but construction, the building trades, because were anticipating this work.
Absolutely. I mean, it's going to have a significant ripple effect throughout the building and construction trade industry, throughout workers at the plant. Yeah, this is not something that I would say is just a light decision that's not going to affect people.
Mm-hmm. So what do we do from here? I mean, obviously, it can't be fixed.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's unfortunate that U.S. Steel made a decision, a business decision. They've put their profits over the workers and the families that live in the Mon Valley. And so ultimately that, you know, that was their decision that they are, you know, they did what was best for what they felt is their bottom line. And it's unfortunate that they, that they used our community in that way.
And is there then, because obviously, and I've had some people say, liken this to what happened to the steel industry 40 years ago, is there a way to begin looking at how do we fill this hole? Because, I mean, obviously you're too young to know, but what happened 40 years ago devastated this area.
Yeah, and we're still, and many of our communities that I represent are still struggling to rebuild from that devastation. Many of the communities that I represent still grapple with that every single day. So, I mean, we certainly should be talking about how to fill that void, certainly how we can attract more jobs to the region. I'm willing to work with the business community, elected leaders to ensure that we're attracting as many as possible to the Mon Valley region. But this is a blow. I mean, there's no other way to say it. I mean, you know, U.S. Steel, those plants, I think, combined employ like 3,000 or 4,000 people down there. You know, and so making sure that that continues in the Mon Valley is critical, you know, even without this investment.
Do you foresee the possibility that there could be a time within the near future, I'm not sure what near future means, where U.S. Steel doesn't exist in the Mon Valley anymore?
You know, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question, and that makes me nervous that I don't know.
Interesting. And then last question before we let you go, and we always appreciate your time. Have we seen, have we heard, or will there be a meeting of the minds, a meeting of the all of the collective elected officials to talk about what this means and where do we go from here?
Yeah, I know a number of us have been talking and have talked throughout this. You know, I'm sure there will be those discussions coming. And I know everybody, even the Biden administration, I know the White House had even reached out to U.S. Steel regarding this issue. So everybody is engaged from all levels of government and trying to make sure that we maintain family sustaining jobs as well as improve the air quality. But it's going to be an ongoing effort. There's not going to be one meeting that solves this issue.
Right. And then, I'm sorry, another last question, Austin Dibb, yeah. State Representative, because a caller, I mean, you mentioned, you know, that the Biden administration has reached out. We just had a phone call from Pete Monroeville who said, I think that Biden should step in and talk to U.S. Steel. Was that reach out to U.S. Steel before this announcement, do you know, or after?
I think it was after. I think the unfortunate part was U.S. Steel did not do any outreach to let anybody know that they were considering making this. I had met with U.S. Steel officials as recent as a month ago, and this never came up. So, you know, I think a lot of us were blindsided by the decision.
Wow. State Representative Austin Davis, we always appreciate your availability to come on the show and help us understand what's happening. We appreciate you, sir.
Thanks, Lynn.